shines, like how from the heavens it shines to them, like how the stars shine to us in the sky. When we look up in the sky, we see the beautiful stars. The malaika, when they look down and they see the majalis of dhikr, then it also shines to them like stars. And they tell one another, come, here is your maqsad, your objective, what you are looking for. This is where it is. And then how we make sukuk one behind one another, they make a sukuk one on top of one another. Right when it goes to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they take part in this gathering. After this gathering, they report to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ikraman, out of great honor for the people who have sat in the gathering of zikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inquires from them, where have you come from? They say, Allah, we have come from the gathering of zikr. The people were making zikr in this masjid, Masjid al-Furqan, here in Cape Town, and from all different nations, from different towns, from different clans, they all got together only for your love, and they were engaged in your zikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware, but it shows the great honor of those people that are engaged in zikr, and how others should be encouraged. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them what they are asked, what were they asking for? They will say, oh Allah, they were asking for Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, did they see Jannah? They will say, oh Allah, they haven't seen Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then say, had they seen Jannah, what should their reaction be? Then they will reply, oh Allah, had they seen Jannah, enthusiasm and eagerness and engagement in the zikr will be even more. What greater enjoyment, what greater relief, and what greater feeling. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the malaika, then what were they seeking refuge from? They say, oh Allah, they were seeking refuge from the fire of Jahannam. They say, Allah ta'ala will ask them, did they see the fire of Jahannam? They will say, oh Allah, they haven't seen the fire of Jahannam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will ask them, had they seen the fire of Jahannam, what should be their reaction? They will reply, oh Allah, had they seen the fire of Jahannam, then with more concern and with more fikr and more worry, they should be engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, that when tell every person sitting in that gathering, that they should get up and disperse in such a way that maghfurul lakum, fatqaddabu siyatikum hasanat, that Allah ta'ala has forgiven us, and Allah ta'ala has not only forgiven them, Allah has changed all the evil deeds into good deeds. In one narration it comes, that they say, oh Allah, there is one person that didn't really come with the object and purpose of sitting in the zikr majlis. He just came to give somebody a message, for example, or came to deliver some keys or something, but he had to wait and wait for that person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever that is such a honorable and great majlis, humul julasa la yashqa min jalisuhum, that is such a gathering that nobody will be deprived. Even people who just came close to that gathering, they will also be forgiven. So the majalis of zikr are very, very important, very great. Like on one occasion, a person asked the sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala, what is the greatest action in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He replied so beautifully, don't you recite Qur'an-i Kareem? In the Qur'an-i Kareem, Allah ta'ala has mentioned, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, that the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest action that a person should be engaged in, because the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sign of true friendship. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sign of appreciation of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the powerhouse and the medicine of a person that will give us strength to be obedient to the commands of Allah. And most important, staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we have learned yesterday, our Shaykh has mentioned so beautifully that one poem when the friends of Allah sit in the gatherings of zikr, and while engaged in zikr, they go in a state of ecstasy. They make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they say, Ya Allah, that koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hu? If somebody has to ask me, what am I asking? Why are these people sitting and just saying, La ilaha illallah, Allah, Allah, what are they asking? Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. That I'm actually begging from Allah, I want Allah Himself. Allah must make me His and Allah must become mine. Ho jaye mera, main ho jaa uska. Yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. This whole day, this is my concern. And this should be our real concern. That as our Shaykh says, Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahab, down the rakat, explained so beautifully. Does anybody ponder and think, is my Allah happy with me today? That What am I doing now? Is my Allah ever happy with me, whatever action I'm doing? This is the reality and this is the essence of this jalsa, what we have come here for, that we should be pondering and thinking now. The zikr of Allah will start on the tongue, but it has to penetrate the heart. And the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes a halat, a condition. Not like our Shaykh says, our zikr, that we're reading astaghfirullah, but we're still looking at the woman walking in the street. Then if we're driving with Maulana, we making bad nazri, we tell Maulana, just look at the girls, how they are dressed today. So we're putting Maulana into also guna also, and he must also make bad nazri. That zikr of ours, that istighfar is to be made, upon that istighfar. That is not the zikr of Allah, that is why these majalis of the Ahlullah are so important. The zikr of Allah will start on the tongue if it is done daily, regularly, with punctuality, for the pleasure of Allah and for the intention of Islam, it will penetrate the heart. Then a person, this dua will become a reality. That deity, or hiradin, nazradin may be a dua mangta hu. Ata kar de o mujhko apni mahabbat, uske siwa aur kuch nahi mangta hu. All I want to Allah, I want the pleasure of Allah. I want the love of Allah. And as we have heard over and over again, and we will hear today also, very important bayans are taking place inshallah after the breakfast, after that session. And then what do I want? I want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because besides the love of Allah, ena razi jiski dos of sibakar, usi zaat ki bas viza manta hu. That besides the love of Allah, if I fall into the disobedience, and Allah ta'ala becomes unhappy with me, then it is worse than being thrown in the fire of Jahannam. So this is what we should be concerned and worried all about. And with the barakat of the zikr and the contact of the mashayikh, and as we have mentioned, very fortunately is our zikr, if it is prescribed by our shaykh that we have got contact with, then we'll see the true benefit. So respected elders and friends, this is the great importance of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which can't be stressed enough. Alhamdulillah, we got our great honorable illustrious shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Mazhar Sahib, Maddazilul Ali, who will be making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like our shaykh, Ibn Abdul Hamid Sahib, down barakatum, stresses upon us that we should make zikr with full attention, with love, with focus. And that is why we should take out that time for the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are fresh and healthy. Not we start the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala half sleepy, and then we are making great, great mistakes, that we are starting la ilaha and we fall off to sleep. We didn't even complete the kalima. We are only in the negative that there is no God, there is no God, there is no Allah aliyahu billah. So we should be making our zikr with full attention, with enjoyment, with relief, and with this feeling that, oh Allah, I have forgotten you, you haven't forgotten me. Then inshallah, in one sitting of zikr, see where our iman will go from where to where. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding, inshallah. Also very important, before the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and before any action, our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Afzal Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, agar salli ala naho zubafar, to kya athar hoga au fuga mein? That if you don't have durood on your tongue, then what is the effect in your du'as also? It is only through the sadqa and the barakat of Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we are existing and we can take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we learn that Hazrat also mentions before the zikr, Hazrat says, recite three times durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also we should ponder on this ayat of Furquni, that Allah says, you remember me, I remember you. In fact, Allah is remembering us. That is why Allah gives us opportunity to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in a hadith Qudsi, it is mentioned, أَنَّ جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِ. I am what that person, I am his companion who is making my zikr. So if you're making a zikr in a gathering, Allah remember us in a better gathering of the anbiya, the special anbiya, the arwa al-mursaleen, the arwa of the special anbiya of Allah, the mursaleen, Allah Ta'ala gathered, the special malaika, and then Allah Ta'ala boasts about this gathering in that very honorable gathering. And if we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala individually in privacy, Allah Ta'ala also remembers us. So this is a very, very honorable gathering, and we should make a firm pledge and a firm intention that inshallah daily I must make my zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our shaykh reminds us, very fortunate is that person and that home and that father and mother who has passed the rule in the house that no breakfast will be served in this house till the tilawat of Quran Sharif is made. So we should pass the law upon ourselves that I won't take my breakfast, I won't start my daily work until I don't do my zikr and I don't make my tilawat of the Quran Kareem. And then the wazaif that we have been taught by our mashayikh, we should be doing that also at Pawandi. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
اللہ رب العزت قیامت کے دن اس کا چہرہ چودھویں چاند کی طرح روشن فرما دیں گے. اللہ مقدر نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ اپنے نام پاک کے وقت سے اللہ تعالیٰ چہرہ روشن کرنے والے اعمال کی توفیق عطا فرما دیں گے اور چہرہ سیاہ کرنے والے اعمال یعنی گناہوں سے بچنے کی بھی توفیق عطا فرما دیں گے. اللہ رب العزت ہم سب کے چہروں کو روشن فرمانے کا فیصلہ فرما دیں. مشکار شریف کی روایت ہے لا الہ الا اللہ لیس لہا حجاب دون اللہ کہ لا الہ اور اللہ کے درمیان کوئی فاصلہ کوئی حجاب نہیں ہے. ہماری لا الہ ساتوں آسمانوں کو پار کر کے عرش اعظم پر پہنچتی ہے, وہاں سے اللہ کی محبت لے کر آتی ہے. جب لا کہیں تو تصور کریں کہ تمام غیر اللہ ہمارے قلوب سے نکل رہے ہیں. جب الا اللہ کہیں تو تصور کریں اللہ کی محبت ہمارے قلوب میں داخل ہو رہی ہے. پہلے تین مرتبہ شریف پڑھ لیں. لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا ہے نور مبین, کون مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس ساد میں آخر ورد دبا اے میرے نا لا الہ الا
Thank you.
ایک تصویر مزاج کی پڑتی ہے بہت بہت اس تصور سے کہ ایک زمانوں میں ہے ایک دل میں دونوں سے دیکھو اللہ نکل رہا ہے کائنات کا زمین کا ذرا ذرا شجر حجر بحر بر چاند ستارے سمندر کی مچھلیاں ہمارے جسم کے ایک ایک بار اس مسجد کے دور دیوار سب مل کر اللہ پاک کے ذکر میں مشغول ہیں پہلے اللہ کے ذرا ذرا روح کا نوازی میری فریاد ہاری جائے گی، مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو، چھوڑ دے ساری مستی کو، بستی بستی کہتا جا
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد.
جادو اور سحر سے بچنے کے لیے سورہ یونس کی 81 اور 82 آیت کی تلاوت کریں. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فلما قضى موسى ما لكم من سحر إن الله سيبطله إن الله لا يصرف على المفسدين. ويحق الله الحق بكلماته ولو كره المجرمون. فلما قضى موسى ما لكم من سحر إن الله سيبطله إن الله لا
یا رب کریم، اس جلسے کو، اصلاح جلسے کو قبول فرما.
امين صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدي كامل العاجل المسلم الراتب
امين
يا ارحم الراحمين خصوصي كرم الرحم كما ملك الماضي يا رب كريم خصوصي كرم الرحم كما ملك الماضي يا رب كريم تھوڑے اس وقت میں جمع ہو کے عطا فرما دی یا رب کریم وقت کی کمی سے جو نہیں مانگ سکے یا اللہ کریم ہے یا اللہ اپنے کرم سے وہ تمام بھلائیاں جو جناب نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے 23 سال دور زندگی میں مانگی ہم سب کو عطا فرما دی یا رب کریم وہ تمام برائیاں جس سے جناب نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے 23 سال دور زندگی میں پناہ مانگی یا رب کریم ہم سب کے سے حفاظت فرما دی یا رب کریم یا رب کریم ہم سب کو صاحب نسبت بنا دے یا رب کریم اپنے نام پاک کی برکت سے ہم سب کو صاحب نسبت بنا دے یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کو اپنے دین کے لیے قبول فرما دے یا رب کریم ہم سب کو اپنے دین کے لیے قبول فرما دے یا رب کریم ہم گناہوں کو چھوڑنا چاہتے ہیں لیکن نفس شیطان کے چکر میں گناہ کر لیتے ہیں یا رب کریم خصوصی کرم اور فضل کے معاملہ فرما دے ہم سب کو نفس شیطان کا غالب فرما دے اور نفس شیطان کو مغلوب فرما دے یا رحم الراحمین یا رحم الراحمین رحم کا معاملہ فرما دے کرم کا معاملہ فرما دے یا رب کریم رحم کا معاملہ فرما دے کرم کا معاملہ فرما دے یا رب کریم ہم سب کے سفر کو قبول فرما دے کیپ ٹاؤن میں آنے کے لیے اللہ قبول فرما دے یا اللہ خصوصی رحم کا معاملہ فرما دے پورے کیپ ٹاؤن کی رحمتوں کی بارش فرما دے یا اللہ پورے کیپ ٹاؤن کی ہدایت کا فیصلہ فرما دے یا رحم الرحمین خصوصی کرم کا رحم کا معاملہ فرما دے ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. حكيم الأمة مجدد الملة مولانا شبير ثاني نور الله من قدر حضرت مولانا شبير الرحمن بن مراد آبادی نور الله من قدر کی خدمت اقدس میں گئے پوچھا کہ حضرت اللہ کی محبت کیسے پیدا ہوتی ہے اللہ کی محبت پیدا کرنے کا کیا آسان طریقہ ہے حکیم الامت نے فرمایا کہ مولانا آپ نے دونوں ہاتھوں کو ملیے حضرت نے ہاتھ ملنا شروع کیا پوچھا کہ اب کیا کیفیت ہے کہا حضرت ہاتھ گرم ہو گیا کہا دوبارہ مزید ملیے پھر ملنا شروع کیا فرمایا بہت زیادہ گرم ہو گیا فرمایا کہ پھر مزید ہاتھ ملیے کہا آپ تو آگ کے شرارے نکل رہے ہیں ہاتھ سے فرمایا یہی کیفیت فرق کی ہے کہ جب اس پہ ضرب لگتی ہے لا الہ الا اللہ تو غیر اللہ نکلتے جاتے ہیں اور اللہ کی محبت قلوب میں داخل ہوتی رہتی ہے اسی طریقے سے اللہ 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 کی جب صدا لگاتا ہے انسان اس کا دل گرم ہو جاتا ہے اللہ کی محبت اس کے قلب میں داخل ہو جاتی ہے اور اللہ کی محبت میں مسلسل پر اضافہ ہوتا چلا جاتا ہے پھر بغیر ذکر کے اس کو سکون نہیں ملتا جس طریقے سے بغیر بریک فاسٹ کے آدمی کو نیند نہیں آتی سو نہیں سکتا ایسے اللہ کا نام لیے بغیر اس کو سکون نہیں ملے گا اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کے قلوب میں اپنی محبت پیدا کرتا ہے
Hazrat told him to take your two hands and rub it together. So he started rubbing it together
Hazrat asked him, what's happening? He says, Hazrat, I'm feeling heat that is coming between my hands. He said, rub it more. He rubbed it even more. But then he said, what's happening? He said, it's becoming more hot. Hazrat asked him, they have told him that keep on rubbing. Rub it even more. And he started rubbing it even more. He says, Hazrat, it's becoming hot like fire. So Hazrat explained exactly the same. If a person wants this nisbat, this connection, this flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you repeat the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, 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 and La ilaha illallah, this is like you rubbing the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. And as you are rubbing it, it will become hotter and hotter and hotter, and you see that the fire of the love of Allah comes into the heart. And Hazrat explained, now you make such a condition that you can't start your day and you can't enjoy your life without the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more important than that, you can't lead your life without staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we have come here to get from the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is his object and purpose of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that we just sit, we get some enjoyment in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we don't have connection with the mashayikh and we make zikr on our own, or we just have very light connection and we don't contact our mashayikh and ask for advice, then many people have different notions about zikr. That now, Hazrat, I'm seeing some lights and I'm seeing this and I'm seeing that. This is not that the tasawwuf. The tasawwuf is not to see all funny things and all weeping karama. The tasawwuf is a system that is our practical life. How we should lead our life according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As our honorable illustrious Shaykh Al-Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib, the Muntazilul Ali, explains that on one occasion, Hazrat Hafiz Amir Deen from Ardoi, Rahmatullah alayhi, has explained in Darul Azad that he says, what is tasawwuf? He says, tasawwuf is very simple. When you learn the benefits of reading Surah Yasin every morning, Nabi Kareem also has explained the great benefits that that person who recites Surah Yasin every day, then that person, all his needs for that day will be fulfilled. You'll get so much reward that if you make 10 khatams of Qur'an and Kareem. So now you learn the benefit, put it into our practice, put it into life, and make it part of our life. Not only while we are sitting here in the gathering, it's very easy, the real test for myself and all of us, when we leave these gatherings, that we make this part of our lives. As also our elders have explained, Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah has explained so beautifully. He says, a foolish person is that person that just listens to some fazail of any amal. For example, reading Surah Yasin, then whatever work and whatever needs you have got, inshallah, for that intention you hear it, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill your needs. He says, a foolish person is that person who only does amal just for the benefits of dunya. That is a foolish person, and he gave a beautiful example again. He says, the example of that person is like, he's got a very, very huge land and he wants to cultivate that land. And he has heard from somebody that the best fertilizer is cow dung. So he goes specially to the market to go and buy 2-3 cows so he can get cow dung and he can fertilize his land. Hazrat says that's a sign of stupidity. All he had to do is to learn how to change his intention. The same action he'll do, but with the correct intention and see the benefit he'll get. The same action he'll do, he'll go to the market to buy a cow, but not with the intention of cow dung, but the intention that the cow will be so valuable. I will milk the cow, I'll get fresh milk, healthy fresh milk. From that milk I can make butter, I can make cheese, etc. I will benefit from that milk, and the cow dung is a byproduct. Automatically it will come. So these promises of dunya, these are mawood. Allah is, it's a bright product. Allah will give us our maqsad and our object is maqsood-e man kuhi wa radahi tu ma'arifat wa muhabbat tu beda. That Allah, our object and our purpose is only you, O Allah. We want your happiness, we want your pleasure. As Hazrat Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Shaykh al-Hadith used to explain that even if there was no reward for practicing on any sunnah of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but just the mere fact it is the lifestyle of my beloved just becomes enjoyable. So just that Allah Ta'ala must be happy with us, we start doing those actions and we bring it into our life so that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is pleased with us. And Hazrat has again revise us the wazifa of Surah Ikhlas three times, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, that it is mentioned in the hadith, whoever recites this three times or seven times, morning and evening, then you will be saved from all kinds of evil. All kinds of evil that people are complaining about today, and as our Honorable Illustrious Dara Shaykh Abdul Shah Hakim Abdul Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that our two great enemies that we forget about, Nafs and Shaitan, which is all the time behind us. As in the zikr one dua, we say to Allah, that oh Allah, Nafs and Shaitan has destroyed me. They have taken me far away from me, and I become the most blackened person, the most useless person of Allah. Please forgive me, O Allah. Please forgive me. Bring me on this path. So after making this wazifa, we should make intention that, O Allah, save me from nafs and shaitan also. These two enemies, save me from them. Then see Allah Ta'ala will protect us from all this. Then also Hazrat explained yesterday the importance of making dua also. That we don't even have time to make munajat, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should take our time to make dua. And Hazrat has mentioned yesterday also, that we are performing namaz for so long, but we still don't even know the etiquette and the adab of making dua. How we should be making dua. So this is also important, and this is all part of Islam. And this is what is called our tasawwuf, that is according to Minhaj Sunnah. And according to the Quran and the Sunnah, that is our tasawwuf. As Hazrat explained, a great alim, Allama Abidin Shami Rahmatullah has explained, that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, that the sunnah way of making dua is that you keep your hands in line with your chest. And the easy way for us to understand, the number two button. Keep it in line with your number two button. And also, that is, the palms of your hands should be facing towards the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat has explained that our direction of namaz, the qibla, our body will be facing the Kaaba Sharif. But our hearts should be facing the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our hands in dua also, sometimes our honorable illustrious Shaykh Al-Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib, now the paragraph explains so beautifully that the way we make dua, we close our hands, putting again our face like we're smoking some ganja or something. No, and then we expect our duas to be accepted. Let us learn all these etiquettes, myself and all of us, that our hands should be kept facing towards the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There should be a slight gap in between. Not a big gap that we're keeping a big gap in between our hands. There should be a slight gap in between our hands, and we should be making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking for our needs, forgiveness, etc. and all ummah. And then Hazrat has explained, taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that after the dua, then we rub our hands on our face, as if to say, Ya Allah, what I have asked from you, you have granted to me. Oh Allah, I appreciate this great gift of yours. In this way, inshallah, see how our amal and our amal will become enjoyable and how we'll enjoy it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us so we can understand it. Now it's already the time of Ishraq has set in already. And as we explained, whoever decides to perform surakat, Ishraq namaz, then inshallah, first of all, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we get this connection in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with that Allah will fulfill our whole needs, the needs of the day. Our daily rosy will become easy. We'll get the sawab of Hajj and Umrah just for performing two rakat salat in Ishraq. And then, as our Shaykh has explained, that our deen is so easy. We can perform all the nafal ibadat of the day, very simple. Because after two rakat Ishraq, the time of salat duha has started already. The time of salat duha has started. Now you are in the masjid, you are in this environment, just make another two rakat with the intention of salat duha. And then you get the reward of Ishraq and salat duha. Because 10, 11 o'clock, which is the best time for salat duha, that time we engage in our businesses, we engage in our offices, we don't have wuzu. Who's got the real courage to go into the masjid and make salat duha again? Those who got, mashallah, they will get the reward again. So salat duha is so easy. Similarly, salat al-awwabin is very easy. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever performs six rakats after the faraz of Maghrib will get the reward of salat al-awwabin. So we are performing two rakats sunnah. We are, most of us are performing another two rakats nafal. Now just add another two rakats and you'll get the reward of awwabin. Awwabin is those people who are in the category of tawwabin, who makes a lot of tawbah. So you're making a lot of tawbah and the reward you will get. and as if you are washing your whole self for the day. And then Salatul Tahajjud, many people think very, very difficult to perform Salatul Tahajjud. Many people think it's difficult to perform Salatul Tahajjud. So our Hazrat has explained, very easy. After you perform your 2 4 rakat salat of Isha and your 2 rakat sunnatul muakkada, the time of Tahajjud has started already. You are in the masjid, you are eating another 2 rakat, just make the intention of Tahajjud namaz and you get the sawab of Tahajjud and your name will be in the register of the Salihin. So Allah Ta'ala give us more tawfiq and understanding. And inshallah, those brothers that have to leave today for the airport, need transport, or tomorrow, they should give our names at the istiqbale, inshallah. Transport arrangements will be made. The next program, inshallah, will be starting at after 10 o'clock as the nikah that is taking place. After the nikah, inshallah, by before 11 or by 11 o'clock, the next program will start. Very important advisors of our Honorable Hazrat and our Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib. So please try and attend. This is a very, very important session of the Jalsa. Thank you.